Bush administration, Earth only planet that really matters. 24th of August 2006, this is Reverend Zim for UNnews. Washington, D.C. President Bush declared Thursday that Earth is the only planet that really matters, and in a return to a more pre-Copernican mode of thinking, the solar system will be downsized from 9 planets to just one. Earth. After a tumultuous week of clashing over duties and responsibilities of the planets within the solar system, the Office of Science and Technology Policy, acting under orders from the President, has decided the other planets were really not needed, since most of the financial and material burden of maintaining the solar system rests on Earth alone. Although many astronomers were angered by the announcement, John H. Hamburger III, the spineless OSTP director who bent like a pansy to Bush's indomitable will, urged those who might be quite disappointed to look on the bright side. Quote, hell, bring all those planetary probes home, unquote, he said. Quote, they're just a waste of time and money now. Work on landing people on the moon or something, unquote. For now, membership in the solar system will be restricted to the one classical planet in the solar system, Earth, while former planets will be considered, quote, regions affecting the economic and planetary security, unquote, of Earth. Excuse me. These regions may be invaded by Earth forces on any flimsy pretext, and a democratic government will be established by force if necessary. Former outer planets that are unlikely to have oil reserves will simply be relegated to a new class of space objects known as stuff we can't see or benefit from, so who cares? Administration officials did leave open the possibility that other celestial bodies, such as regions, orbiting other star systems, might be considered planets if they're discovered to be inhabited and the aliens have nuclear weapons capability. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.